Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat with others who have found that God's faithfulness never ends. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hi, friends, and welcome back to the podcast. Today marks 1 year since Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast began. Thank you for being a part. This journey has been a blessing to me, and it's hard to believe that this is episode 52. It has been such a blessing to spend this time with the listeners. Now for today's episode. I hate the devil, but I know he hates me worse. How do I know this? Because he tries harder to stop me on a daily basis than I could ever try to stop him. He is relentless. Sometimes I am not. Often what I am is defeated. Satan has many weapons in his arsenal, and he wastes no time picking out the most effective ones to use against us. Can I get an amen? He does not just want to slow us down or discourage us, although that would be powerful. He wants to cripple us, to shut us down completely from serving God and from becoming the person that God wants us to be. If he can do this, he believes he has achieved his ultimate goal, to defeat God by defeating his children. Now, we all know how the story ends, and it is not God who gets defeated. The devil knows this too, but it sure doesn't stop him from trying. In my opinion, there is one weapon that the devil finds most effective, one he has used against me many times. I'm talking about guilt. We have guilt for things we should have done, guilt for things we did not do, guilt for things we cannot change. Guilt, guilt, guilt. The enemy has had thousands of years to study us, and although times have changed, our areas of vulnerability have not. They are still those closest to our hearts, our spouses, our children, our parents, our friends, our grandchildren, and others in our sphere of influence. It's where he likes to hit us the hardest, where he can hurt us the most. We try to fix things on our own, but saying sorry does not mean there is no guilt. And forgiving does not mean the pain is gone. It is not always that easy, no matter how hard we try. Satan defeats us, not by using guilt over the sins that we think are trivial, like wasting time or overeating. He gets us with those sins in our lives that are too painful for us to speak about, the ones we cannot forgive ourselves for, the ones that deep down we don't believe God can really forgive us for. They are the ones that we cannot believe we deserve his mercy for. Here's where I have to stop and say, that's just a big fat lie. The devil is a big fat liar. God does forgive us. Psalm 103:12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. All we have to do is ask him for his forgiveness. We don't deserve his mercy, but it doesn't stop him from giving it. That's the whole point. No matter what we do, we can never deserve God's mercy. Oh, we have to do what's right to ask people to forgive us. We have to take responsibility for the pain we cause other people and the damage that we do. I'm not discounting any of that. But do we have to pay a lifelong penance? There is a price to be paid for our guilt and our sin. But Jesus' blood covered it all when he died for our sins. All we have to do is accept his precious gift. And here's the kicker. Nothing we could ever do could make God love us more, and nothing we could ever do could make God love us less. It's not about who we are. It's about who He is. So maybe we have down pat to forgive others, and maybe we have down pat to forgive God when we feel that He's wronged us. Of course, He never does, but sometimes when we're overwhelmed with trials and hard times, we may feel that He's unfair. But once we learn to forgive Him and we forgive others, why do we find it so hard to forgive ourselves? Forgiving ourselves means letting go of the things that we hold against ourselves and that hold us back from moving forward with God. Forgiveness takes strength and courage and allows us to overcome being a victim. Sometimes the best reason to let something go is because it's heavy. We can choose to move in a life-giving direction or be robbed of becoming a life-giving servant of God. If we don't forgive ourselves, the life can be snuffed out of us. Perhaps we hold ourselves to a higher standard than God does, or we struggle with a lack of self-worth. We may also fear that forgiving ourselves means that we're not sorry enough, or that we're letting ourselves off the hook. Whatever the case, we need to let go and let God. But how can you take steps to do that? It's a process, and it takes time and effort. First, we have to acknowledge our mistake. Honestly look at what happened and our role in it. If others were involved, we need to go and apologize and ask their forgiveness. We have to own our part, avoiding excuses and avoiding blaming others. And you know, it's okay to feel. We should acknowledge and explore our emotions, like guilt and shame or regret. Sometimes they're simply things you can't do over. And what about guilt? Guilt focuses on specific behaviors, while shame is a toxic feeling of being bad. It might help to write down these feelings and to walk through the process of what you did, what you're going to do about it, and give it to God, and then set yourself free from prison. If you've accepted Christ as your Savior, you are free. John 8, beginning in verse 31, says, "So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed Him, 'If you abide in My word, you are truly My disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" Truth is Jesus, and if you know Him, He sets you free. So you're no longer a prisoner of your sin. But if you don't forgive yourself, you put yourself back in prison. This is not what God plans for you. Embrace your identity in Christ. Remember that your identity is not defined by your past or your mistakes. It's defined by who you are in Christ. It's defined by who He is. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness and grace, just as God does. We need to learn from our experience. We need to identify lessons learned and how to avoid repeating them in the future. And then we release the shame. We choose to let go of the guilt and shame that are holding us back. It's time to embrace grace and move forward. Forgiveness is not about minimizing the impact of actions, but it's about finding peace. It's about finding that freedom. When we forgive ourselves, we can stop the cycle of self-criticism, and it enables us to move forward with purpose. If you need further help, I recommend that you talk with a pastor or a Christian counselor or a trusted friend. Remember, God's grace is available, even in the struggles. Let me rephrase that, especially in struggles. People are forgiven, and they can choose to live in that freedom. It enables us to become all that He plans for us to be. Psalm 32, beginning in verse 1, says, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. And I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Selah. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Surely in the rush of great water, they shall not reach him. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. Selah." Remember, everyone makes mistakes. That's part of what makes us human. But God. Forgiving yourself can help reduce anxiety, depression, and stress. It can promote self-acceptance, self-compassion, and a more positive self-image. If we forgive ourselves, it makes it easier for us to forgive others and helps us build healthier relationships. If we learn from our mistakes, it can make us a better person. It can help us be who God wants us to be. There's nobody perfect but Jesus, and He became the perfect sacrifice. All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. Isaiah 64:6. We have all sinned and deserve God's judgment. God the Father sent His only Son to satisfy that judgment for those who believe in Him. Jesus, the Son of God, who lived a sinless life, loves us so much that He died for our sins, taking the punishment that we deserve. He was buried and rose from the dead. And if you truly believe and trust this in your heart, receiving Jesus alone as your Savior, you'll be saved from judgment and spend eternity with God in heaven. It all comes down to one thing. Either we believe this or we don't. If God has forgiven us, shouldn't we forgive ourselves? There is nothing that we can do on our own. Romans 3:10 says, "As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one." God's unconditional love is greater than our mistakes. His faithfulness is bigger than our sins. Ground yourself in the truth of God's word. God's forgiveness is a gift freely offered through Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." God is not surprised by our failures. He knew people would make mistakes. His grace is sufficient, even when people feel unforgivable. You see, His forgiveness is complete and freeing. Thank you for joining me for Finding Grace in the Wilderness today. This episode has hopefully encouraged you to embrace God's forgiveness and to extend that same grace to yourself. You are loved, and God's grace and His forgiveness is readily available if you will only ask. Dear Lord, I lift up the woman today who's blaming herself and who feels guilt and shame for things that she can't go back and change. I pray, Lord, for healing for her. I pray that she will find the freedom that only comes through the blood of Jesus, and that she will be able to embrace God's grace in the wilderness. Amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust Him, and may His river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. Subscribe or follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode. See you here next time.